Yeah, go back to your questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the TikTok question.
Yeah. Okay.
And a little bit about same people moving
Yeah.
with the clustering.
And this also allows you to separate people. And the questions I did not talk about was going from location to identity of the person. That is quite different. You need to use the signal you have separated and do the type of analysis I mentioned from the spectrum. You can transform the magnitude spectrum and build model of the person.
Well,
So this
get the
one,
pitch, no?
Yeah, pitch at least.
Don't know, ask
But
me
pitch
how
isn't,
it's done, but I know the theory.
it's not enough sometimes.
Okay, you can perhaps
Is this
just
the pitch is the frequency, the base
just
frequency?
it's a
But,
frequency, yeah.
well.
It's the frequency of your vibration here.
There is one frequency that is the base formula
Yeah,
for
but then it's transformed through the mouth. That's the usual model.
If you
Okay.
have both, you can well, you can compare this to those one stores and sort it out. The
Both
first need is,
the
pardon?
pitch and the
What?
frequency.
And well, the things that make the sound
Okay,
voice.
and you can measure that or
Yeah.
yeah, it's not necessarily done explicitly, but it's equivalent to that, yeah. So again, FFT is useful to do this type of analysis.
I'm sorry, I didn't really get the point of comparing the pitch. The pitch is the frequency that is
Yeah, but it's quite personal.
okay. And the way you transform it by the mouth.
Yeah.
You were comparing
And
what with what?
the holes in your head, everything, the nose and so on.
Okay, yeah.
And that's really
So
unique for almost unique for every
and
person.
you
So.
were talking about comparing what with what?
But once you get this information, your frequency and your vocal contract,
Yeah.
or
Yeah.
it's called, you can use this information to compare
How do you
to the
want to have the
frames here.
information? Because the mouse, you move it. It's
No,
an
but
information equivalent to that. It's maybe you don't need to do the whole complicated modeling, to
but
scan all the user to have the
no.
information.
Everything is done through the voice here. You take a voice of someone, and then you
Okay.
can get out this information. It's not. It's clear. It's not perfect, but it's enough to use it for
Okay, so
different
you have
purposes and.
the pitch and you have information about voice dynamic or
Yeah, right of speech is also a possibility.
Okay.
How fast you speak, that's quite personal also. But it varies over time, depending on emotion. That also might be interesting for you, detecting emotion.
Emotion, the involvement in a discussion.
Yeah.
If you are saying,
Exactly. Yeah.
we should.
Yeah, so these measures are a way to quantify that.
And is it expensive to do? Or
SP,
you mean?
not that well, as
No.
far as I know.
No, it's not.
But in fact, if you speak of a lot of things that are not expensive, at the end you have something that
What
is.
is more expensive is to take the decision finally. So your decision can be, for example, who is it, or if the person moved, which is probably the most complicated thing, like the person goes away and comes back 10 minutes later, sits at a different place. You will need to build statistical models of the person identity using these measures, so the ones he mentioned. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Is it called PCM? Well, it's not technology, it's
Yeah.
more or less uses this to compress audio.
Yeah.
I have to check it, I can show it to you afterwards.
Not really familiar.
Well, I'm in a course about it, but
Okay, so you
I
are the
shouldn't say
expert.
it too loud because partner, the professor is working here at the year.
Careful you are recording.
Okay.
Okay.
I should read what I sent.
Okay, so all this stuff is done from the FFT.
Yeah.
So we have to do FFT because otherwise.
Also, location to identity.
What I was saying is that these different measures
mm-hmm.
are a way to evaluate the identity of the person.
Mm-hmm.
So if with location, all you can do is extract segments of speech, for example,
mm-hmm.
but it will not tell you that these are the same person. It's just a location.
But you get a cluster of the location that is
yeah.
a place where noise is regularly coming from.
Yeah, so that might be good, for example, for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but then the person might move or
mm-hmm.
a different person might come.
But for instance, for a setting like here,
yeah,
it would be enough because we are not moving.
It is. Well, unless sometimes somebody goes there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are targeting a place where we don't know where it will be more flexible. So
yeah,
we need more than just location. If we want to.
Yes. But then
I'm even not sure if it's that important to know which person is talking. Because if you think about the table as something
mm-hmm.
Physical,
yeah.
You just want to know in which corner of the table
it is
is coming and not which
yeah.
person produces
it
so.
Yes, it is important for detecting patterns. Because if you say, let's say, how much the person have spoken over the 5 last minutes.
Yeah, it's really related to the. Yeah, I see. It's.
If someone come and yes.
But that you can do with location if it's only on the short term.
Yes. Yes.
I think it may be okay, but it depends
on the
how long.
Yeah. I would say you might use these measures in a simple way if you do it online, like to give feedback. But. You mentioned that another side of your project is also to analyze offline.
Mm.
So there you might want to use.
Season.
We had a student here. He finished 1 or 2 years ago, but he left his software. And his software is precisely to do that, to cluster at another level, to cluster these small clusters of speech, group them by person. Automatically
from the location,
no, from the these measures,
oh.
Pitch, etc.
Okay, so this is only based on you give the spectrum and
yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so I would say from location at the lower level you can get small parts of speech,
mm-hmm.
and then at the next level, possibly offline, you can group them into. Segment. I'm hoping to have enough time to try doing that before I finish my thesis.
Yes.
So if I manage to do some practically usable software, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. When are you planning to finish?
In 5-6 months, approximately.
Yes, but the last months are always the.
More extensible.
Not really.
More busy. I
would
say. So you said you want to do separation.
I don't know. Maybe we would be more interested to know that it's not the same people, more than knowing that it's the same people, or to detect that someone is more that was not talking before. He's talking now.
Okay.
I said we want to know to do separation just because of the voice recognition.
Ah, you want to do voice recognition?
This is not the.
You might want.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, but in fact, we have. Yes, we are designing a noise sensitive table just for mirroring, but we are also designing. a prototype to analyze the conversations. So we might add a lot of features.
So yeah, once you have locations, it's not a big problem.
Okay. And I don't know, perhaps if you have two people speaking at the same time, I don't know if voice recognition on such a stream is
No,
a
you
real
can
thing.
separate them first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's why we ask about it.
So the type of things I presented can lead to separation.
Sure.
It's only a very small step to add.
Yes, it's not a very important feature for now, but
Yeah. Although it might be if you want to extract these features at pitch, rate of speech, or energy simply from each person. You might have to do some basic separation because quite often people don't realize that they talk at the same time, interrupt each other.
Yes.
Even if you don't want to recognize the speech fully, at least
We need to separate these.
And another, what would I say? I don't remember.
Okay. You can email later. Okay.
Yes, also to extract the context. Because if you know the words that are spoken, you can, let's say, someone say he's angry about the word he's said.
Semantic context.
Yes.
Yeah, then
You might want to add this
further
kind of.
locations.
This is not in my project, but.
No, but I think once you have the voice of a person,
Yes.
start to do this, and once people have speech recognition are
Professor
far
Dylan
enough
Blanc was
to it.
interested to know when people were talking about him. Someone is talking about me. Let's listen.
Yeah, you could detect one word.
Yes.
Keyword spotting.
And have a special event trigger if.
Lighting and everything surface. Okay, so are you done with what you wanted to present it as in
Yeah.
regards with these questions?
Yeah, I'll just say if you want, I can point to three papers.
Sure.
But no, I think it's better if I just send you
The link.
the link.
Sure.
It's probably simpler.
So three papers about
One is about this sector-based stuff, like localization and detection.
Okay.
One is about how to take the decision that somebody is active or not. It sounds simple at first. You think you just put the threshold and that's it, but the problem is
No, it doesn't
it's a
sound
big
simple,
problem.
but
You don't have time for
yes,
problems.
you
It's a
can.
problem, but
Yes.
if you want your system to work in different conditions, like cafeteria, library, the environment will be quite different.
Sure.
So a single fixed threshold value might be a problem.
Yes, in fact, for now we are using a kind of calibration, but
Yeah.
it's still on.
So you can do that automatically, these kind of things.
Yes.
Don't know if you're doing that already, but
Yes, but in fact, you have to sit in front of the microphone and let's say people one speak, then people two, and people three, and you are
Okay.
just subtracting the level that you kept in the other microphones.
So I have another paper which might be interesting for that, for
Okay.
single channel calibration. And I have code online,
Okay.
so for this particular one. And the last one I would say is the clustering to Yeah, the clustering of the different locations over time. So you can get small clusters of speech.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ways to do it, but I think it's important because in spontaneous speech, all these words are quite small.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do that adequately.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, just a last question when you mentioned it. If I'm speaking very, how do you say it? Yes, I'm just speaking one word every 1 second. Yes. Is the event that is detected is will be a sum of small parts? There won't be
many small events.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to reprocess to say, let's say, yes, if there is a very small interval, you have to consider it.
Yeah, basically, I mean, it depends.
Because this is, yes, this is one, this can be considered as one intervention.
Yeah, even if somebody says just yes. I don't know if it's important for you or not. It might be.
It might be. This is not a very easy problem.
Well, the first application we will do with prototypes will be more about quantity of speech or how long or much someone speaks. But when we will go to finer details, if I'm talking and someone say yes, yes, yes from time to time, it shows that he's participating. And obviously, it makes different that if someone is talking and someone is replying never, or no moving, or
yeah.
No having eyes open.
Yes. So
okay.
I'll send you links. Some of the papers are long, but you can just briefly.
Okay.
We can go and see Olivier unless you want to talk about something else.
I'm done.
I think we have already plenty to eat.
Does it work if I put in my email?
Well, we can try. But
no, if it's not, I guess you would have to install it and so on.
We have, yeah, we have OCR, but maybe not on this computer.
No, you see, I thought you can put in here your mail address and just do this and then it mails me.
That's a good idea, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I see, I want too much.
For the application you are using, all of them, every time you are using MATLAB or
yeah.
Programming?
Yeah.
Everything is based on MATLAB?
Yeah. Once I coded the most expensive part in C, just to see. So you can have a mix of both. From MATLAB you call C and back.
Sure, yes. And you can code Java.
But the day you want to do online real-time stuff,
you can't use MATLAB.
Yeah, we don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
You have to code it directly to the machine. My sheet is very filled. I will take yours.
I'm writing so only you can read. That's a kind of secret language.
Sur le matériel.
Scarlett.
Stop.
Ah, hein? La journée.
Il est là, Bastien. D'accord.
Il vient ici,
Olivier.
Ok, d'accord.
Donc, si on peut rester.